Greetings, fellow nerds and geeks. Why don't you pull yourself up a chair, grab yourself a beverage, and prepare to enjoy a geek-tastic conversation. Welcome to the Geekeasy.
Hey guys, welcome to the Geekeasy podcast. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Jonathan Leonard, here with a special edition.
That's right. We've felt the need to get together to do a short little special edition of the podcast because, finally, the trailer for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie has been released, and we want to talk about it. We want to talk about it, like, right now.
And our internet is going insane.
Yes, the internet is exploding, and we felt like, well, we should probably go ahead and talk about it and go ahead and ride that wave.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wanted to get it out there quick, so because we've already gone over so many other things with the episodes, we figure by the time we get to this in a normal one, it's going to be 2 weeks before the movie comes out, since it's only like 5 weeks before it comes out now, or something absurd.
Oh my gosh.
What is it, seven weeks before it comes out?
Something like that, because it comes out in May, and we're almost in April now.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. And we've been talking about the Turtles a lot on the past couple episodes now. I think the past two or three episodes. We've been bringing this movie up because it's one of the things I've just thought was so strange is that we've been getting closer and closer to the supposed release date, and Paramount had not been releasing anything about it. They weren't allowing Playmates to reveal the toys. They weren't allowing Lego to reveal their Lego sets. I mean, like, nothing was coming out. So here we are, like you said, like,
which is still a point of fear and contention.
It is.
That's the thing, just not to jump right into it, but man, we're watching this trailer. It's a minute and a half long. It's all over the internet. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've probably seen it. And the funny thing is, all the, like, the hope we have that this movie's going to be great, or at least turtle-like, and all the kind of apprehension we have, being scared that it's just going to be awful, as much has been promoted on either side of that coin as the other, you know? Like, I saw so many things in that trailer that made me go, okay, I feel better about this, as I did things that made me go, all my fears are true. So, my feelings haven't changed a bit. They're just intensified.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to even, like, explain it, but I feel so weird about this whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, because, I'm a big Turtles fan. So, and I've brought this up before. Obviously, I'm going to have kind of my own thoughts and my own ideas of what I'd like to see in a movie like this, and I do worry that it's going to be something that I don't like. But at the same time, I always try to make sure that I'm one of those guys who, like, always goes into these kind of movies, with an open mind.
Yeah.
I try to not, have a bad taste in my mouth before I see what's going on in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to always do my best to kind of, like, let things happen and then see how I feel afterwards.
Yeah.
And I always try really hard not to be one of those guys that jumps on the hate man wagon.
And you guys know how hard it is to hang out on the internet all the time and still stay objective.
I know. It is tough.
Yeah.
Especially when stuff like this happens. Now, I kind of feel like we've talked about this a little bit before, too. The whole Transformers thing that's already happened with the Michael Bay movies, how we kind of just saw this crazy downfall with those movies, because it feels like when the first movie came out, everybody was really, really excited about it. But by the time we've gotten all the way through these last few movies, the general consensus on the internet is, Michael Bay sucks, and those Transformers movies are terrible.
And that was the general consensus probably like 2 months after the first one came
out.
That's true. The internet does weird stuff sometimes,
too.
Not to generalize too much, as we've been, as I always do when we're talking about that, but that's how that rolls. I remember when that first movie came out. I loved that first Transformers movie. Everybody I talked to loved that first Transformers movie. I was pretty sure the internet was pretty high on that first Transformers movie. Sometime well before the second one came out, everything just seemed to flip side,
It did.
Yeah.
It was
and
nuts.
And hard and weird.
It was
and
right.
Granted, the second one was pretty awful.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the first one.
Right, exactly. And so the fact that Michael Bay's name is attached to this new movie, I feel like it's just immediately got a dump on it because of that.
Yep.
Plus,
Bay is such an internet target.
Oh, he is. Yeah. And we've already talked about all the craziness that's going on with the whole build-up to this movie, with him coming out and saying that they're going to be aliens this time and that he's changing the origin and then backtracking and saying that's not true. Like, there's been all kinds of weirdness going on. But also, we do need to point out, and I know we've said this before too, but we need to reiterate This is not actually directed by Michael Bay.
No.
He is one of the producers on this movie.
Yeah.
One of the producers. He just happens to be the big name producer, and he's the name they put on the trailer. Mm-hmm. But this is a Jonathan Liebsman movie.
Yeah.
This is not a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
And everybody is immediately dumping on Michael Bay for this movie, but I think that goes back to the fact that his name's the only name we do see in the credits.
Yeah,
in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it pops up with, you know, from producer Michael Bay. But,
right.
You know, if you don't pay attention or really follow this kind of stuff, what's going on, you don't realize, you know, a lot of people don't even know what the difference between a producer and a director is.
Exactly.
You know? So they just see that name and go, oh, that guy, that's the guy who ruined X thing that they feel like he ruined for them.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Like, essentially, like, he's producing the movie, or his studio is producing the movie, so they're paying for this movie to get made, or essentially. Like, they've got... That's kind of what's going on.
I'm sure he's got his fingers in it. I'm sure he's making some of the decisions. If there is blame to go around, some of it is for sure his. Maybe even a lot of it, because I gotta be honest, I don't know how many decisions a guy like Jonathan Liebsman can make on a project.
I don't know either.
On a property like this.
I mean,
it may be all Bay's fault. At the same token, he may be watching the dailies every once in a while and not paying attention to the rest of the stuff that's going on. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's no way of knowing without being there.
Exactly. And we probably won't really know. And that's the thing. So it's just one of those things, though, that I feel like that name shows up in the trailer, and plus we've had all that other stuff going on with him, so immediately everybody's saying, well, this is Michael Bay's fault, he's ruining Ninja Turtles, he's doing it just like he did to the Transformers and the Ninja Turtles, because, you know, yes, as you probably know, or probably have already seen, as soon as this trailer went live yesterday from the time we're recording here, the general consensus on the internet was, Bay's killing the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like, the people were blown up.
And
let me
touch on that just for a minute, because there is that general consensus. There's always that, you know, X property is killing my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
X property is doing damage to the franchise. Like, love those Transformer movies or hate those Transformer movies. Those Transformer movies put entire generations of new kids onto Transformer toys.
Exactly.
Those Transformer movies entertained millions of people who kept coming back sequel after sequel and time after time. Those people may or may not be the, you know, the 25-year-olds who post to blogs and message boards. Maybe not, but that's not who they're making the money for. They're making the movie for whoever's going to make, who's going to shell out the cash to come see it. And they were very popular.
Yeah. And you know what they didn't do?
Yeah.
Kill your childhood.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The Transformer stuff that you loved as a kid is still there. You can still watch it. You can still enjoy it. All those toys are still there. And as a bonus, because the new movies that you didn't like were so successful with the new generation, you got new product that you liked because that stuff was so successful. So even if you didn't like the current stuff, it still helped the brand.
Yep.
It grew the brand. It introduced it to a new generation. It, you know, maybe you got some brand new toys out of it because Hasbro was making money on the property.
And the toys were super cool.
And the toys were, the toys were cool. They were popular. They were selling well. So it did not kill your childhood.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And
I'm already feeling the trepidation going on and on about this because I believe this and I will preach this every time the subject comes up. I'm just a little bit scared right now because I still don't know how I'm going to feel about this turtle movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid I'm going to be one of the killing my childhood guys.
So that's the thing, too, because that's why I keep saying I'm in such a weird place with this because I don't know how I feel about this movie. Even after seeing the trailer, I definitely still have the things that I'm worried about. But when I see how outlandish the reaction is online or how outrageous the reaction is, I'm just like, guys,
well, let's kinda
calm down a little bit.
Let's
you know?
Do the trailer breakdown. So
let's
we
do
can
it.
Kind of talk piece by piece about what we like, what we don't like. And
sure.
Everything. Because the whole thing starts off, and it starts off with who we know to be Shredder, but we don't really know his alter ego or anything, and that's going to be, you know, point number one is going to be complaint. It starts off with him discussing with April O'Neil the state of the world and how the world needs heroes and et cetera, et cetera. In the background, they're putting together some of these action shots. They've got, you know, big Michael Bay-like destruction going on.
Yeah, building explode.
Yeah, they've got helicopters flying around and people getting kicked into things and just stuff going down. But again, that's point of contention number one. I know this guy Shredder, and I love William Fichtner. Love him. I have no idea why Shredder is some American, seemingly probably military guy from all the things I've heard, instead of a Japanese ninja.
Exactly.
Or even an American ninja.
Yeah.
Or why he, you know, like, I don't know. What, I don't know now? What they're doing with that character that
right.
makes
right.
any sense for what he's supposed to be, other than just, you know, a big bad guy, and we got to make it.
And Shredder. he looks scrawny. You know, he does now, and this is the thing that's weird. Like, I keep trying to think of like how this could all tie together. Because first of all, if like he's just, we were told that he's Shredder, and like you said, that's kind of one of my first points of contention. I'm like, Shredder should be a Rokosaki. He should be a Japanese ninja, yeah. the Foot Clan guy. You know, yeah. so immediately I'm just like, why is he this random white guy?
Yeah.
But okay, whatever. Maybe I can, you know, get past this. We've yeah. seen pictures of him wearing the Shredder costume.
And that looks awesome.
Costume looks cool.
Yeah.
Now,
we saw a little bit of it in the trailer right about
do.
There, too.
Yeah. Because
he kind of comes face to face with the armor.
So I'm curious if there's some sort of a twist, maybe that we don't know about. Maybe he's not Shredder, or maybe like he's working for a Rokosaki, or maybe
yeah.
there's some kind of weird
yeah.
thing going
yeah.
on there that we just don't know
yeah.
about yet. You know, so it's one of those things that I'm trying not to be too mad about, because even if he does turn out to be Shredder, maybe I'll like this movie Shredder just
yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
We don't know what they're doing with it.
Exactly.
It could be cool. It's just the first point, you know, the trailer opens with a very, whoa, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
moment, you know?
Yeah. Now, on that same note, I'll bring this up here, too, because this is another thing that makes me wonder what they're doing with that whole thing, and if there might be a twist. Karai is in the trailer, very briefly. They don't focus on her at all, but at, I believe, like, the 16-second mark, and again at, like, some other moment, it's very, very, very fast.
Yeah.
You can see Karai, who is Asian, and she's got, like, red streaks in her hair and everything. She's among what are essentially the foot soldiers of this movie, which are basically military guys wearing black masks.
Yeah, which I don't know how that's going to play on the movie. I know
yeah.
I don't like the look, but
exactly.
the look isn't like the look of the foot soldiers not going to make or break the movie
yep.
for me. But I don't like it,
and I do know those are definitely the foot soldiers because I've seen the action figure and it looks like those guys.
Yeah.
So, but that is Karai, and I even like I saw people kind of pointing out, oh, did you see Karai? And I was like, is that really her? But I went and looked at the cast list, and Karai is listed on the cast, and it shows that actress's picture. So I'm like, oh, Karai's in the movie. That's awesome. If you're not familiar with Karai, because maybe the only Turtles you know is the 80s cartoon. But Karai is kind of a bigger character. She was in the 2003 series. She was in the CGI movie. She's in the current Nickelodeon series. She's been either Shredder's granddaughter, depending on if he's like ancient Shredder, or Shredder's daughter. In the current Nick series, she's his daughter. So she's related to Shredder. So that's another thing that makes me wonder. Maybe there's some kind of weird twist with Shredder. Because if she's in the movie and she's Asian,
yeah.
maybe she's actually Rokosaki's
yeah,
daughter.
Maybe.
You know what I
or
mean?
Or maybe she's not related at all now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
never you
know.
Never
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
You never know. But it's cool to know that she's there. So that's an interesting little fact.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's talking about like working with April's dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about how like you know heroes need to be created, and that's exactly what I was
yeah,
trying to do with
that's
your father.
What he's saying. The world needs heroes, but heroes aren't born, they're created. And they start showing all the, you know, the glowing green ooze
yeah.
flowing through tubes.
Which by the way, says TCRI, and it
yep.
looks like an ooze canister,
yep.
so that's
it does,
cool.
Yeah, it
that's
does.
Cool.
There's a lot of throwback stuff.
There is a
trailer,
lot of throwback stuff.
Which is cool. And there's probably a lot of throwback stuff that I don't recognize because I haven't
associated. Well,
and we'll get to that more when we're done going through the breakdown,
definitely.
But there's so many versions of the turtle stuff
yep.
that I'm going, all right, I picked out like three things that I recognize right away.
Right.
There's probably 10 things in here,
right.
and I just don't get half of them, you know?
So the thing about working with April's dad, because you even asked me about this, you said something about that being kind of weird, but that's another thing, like if you're watching the current Nick Turtles cartoon and everything, April's dad is a scientist. And I think he's been portrayed like that in other versions, so that's not too far-fetched.
Okay.
That he might be some sort of scientist.
You were also reminding me that April is not always
a reporter.
Sometimes
yeah.
she herself is a scientist.
Yes. So she is a reporter in this new movie, which is a nod to the old cartoon. The 80s cartoon and the 80s movies were the only time April has ever been a reporter. She was... if you remember, like, in the 2003 series, she was, like, Baxter Stockman's assistant in
mm-hmm.
the science lab.
Yep, which I had totally forgotten about.
That's what
so
she is in the comic books. And, you know, in the current series, she's a teenager, like the Turtles, which, you know, so even that's a little different. So there's some things that are kind of the same as the old cartoon. There's some things that are the same as the current cartoon. It definitely seems like they took a lot of sources,
mm-hmm.
like... They took things from all the different Turtle sources
yeah.
and blended them together for this
movie. Which is
which is cool.
Very cool.
I'm
yeah.
fine with that.
And that's one of those things, because as I've said, I'm not familiar with every one of those levels, yep. but I love the idea of the people who are making this Turtles movie being such big fans and wanting to take little bits of everything and kind right. of blend them together, as long as they can make a coherent, cool story, which right. ultimately, and again, we'll touch on this a little bit when we're done with the breakdown, too. I don't want to take all of our time right here doing that, but ultimately, that's the true test. Whether they stick with this or stick with that or change this or change that, if it's a cool movie, it's a cool movie. So that's really what we're hoping for at the end.
Absolutely.
So that's if they can just blend all that and make a cool movie, awesome.
Right, right, exactly. So the other point we should talk about here, though, too, is because Shredder makes that comment, or William Fichtner, he makes that comment where he says that they're trying to create the heroes. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, when he says that, that's when they show the ooze.
Yeah.
So that seems to be one of the things that I've noticed everybody really grabbing onto and then being angry about. Shredder created the Turtles. What? That's ridiculous. But now I feel the need to remind you guys that in the old cartoon slash the little comic strip that was on the back of the package of the old toys that you all played with, Shredder absolutely was the guy dumping ooze down the sewer, which landed on Hamato Yoshi and the Turtles, because he was purposely trying to pour that stuff on Hamato Yoshi, and he created the Turtles. So if he's creating the Turtles in this movie, it's not like this is a brand new thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has happened
before. And it may
before.
Be different, you know, engineering them and yeah. dumping some ooze on may be different, but it's still the same.
It's still the same yeah. concept yeah. that we have seen in the past.
Yeah.
So this is not crazy, far-fetched, out-of-nowhere stuff. Especially for all you guys that are mad because of the original cartoon. That's how it happened in the old cartoon. So don't be mad about that. You know? So then we kind of, from there,
they kind of jump into the action at that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many
flashes.
Because
it's only a minute and a half, and yeah. half of that is credits and green screen and whatever else.
Yes.
I mean, there's like 65 seconds maybe yes. of actual footage, and we're already at like the 35-second mark here or whatever.
Well, and this is kind of where we start getting our first glimpses at the Turtles themselves, because the first real scene where they show the Turtles is like this mountain, the snowy mountain.
Yeah. Well, they show Leonardo flipping off that thing and landing in front of April first.
Yes.
You know, and then they flip over to that mountain, and this is where I got really excited, because they flip over to that mountain and it's Raph and Don, right?
Yep.
Flying down this mountain, and you know, Raph, which you get very brief snippets of their voices, but I liked Raph and I liked Don the way they did it there. You know, Raph calls for him, you know, like Donnie, and Donnie just goes, well, batter up, and kind of whips him around
yeah.
and just flips him into this truck.
Yeah.
Which
in the most Michael Bayian way possible. Yeah. We read that on an article, and I died yeah. laughing yeah. when I read that, because that is yeah. so accurate, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And what was I was telling Dan was hilarious. When he first sent me the article, I couldn't actually click on the video where I was on the computer, but I did read the description, and by the time I clicked on the video to watch it, that is the exact scene I had in my head from that description. The most Michael Bayian way possible.
That looked like something out of
because
Transformers.
It did the slow motion, it even had that kind of like sound effect, where it was like, hilarious.
So absurd.
Hilarious. So whoever wrote that, we should have checked the name, but whoever yeah. wrote that, kudos.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
joke.
But, talking about their voices and kind of like that's our first taste of their personalities, and like right away we get a glimpse that there's a little bit of humor and a little bit of personality to mm-hmm. these guys. You know, with Donatello yelling "batter up" and throwing yeah. Raphael, that's refreshing.
Yep.
Because now I was a little worried upon seeing like those original big bulky designs that these guys were going to be like way too badass and
yeah.
dark.
Yeah.
If they keep their lighthearted, kind of happy personalities. Yeah. That's going to go a long way.
And that's the thing with the Turtle properties. There's been so many iterations.
There has
been so many comics, so many cartoons, so many TV shows. Some awesome, some terrible. A lot of them, you know, pretty good or in the middle. But there's so many changes here and there. It's hard to look back and say, well, they did this different and they did that. Because even if they do completely change stuff, I'm cool with it as long as it's good.
Yep.
Because if they completely change stuff, that's almost in the spirit of the Ninja Turtles.
Absolutely.
Because they change stuff all the time, you know?
Right.
But the thing that the versions that I know keep pretty true to is the personality of these guys. Some are darker than others, some are more lighthearted than others, some are for kids, some are for adults, you know? But they're always, you can recognize the Turtles.
Right.
Based on how they act. And if they keep that with this movie, and that's recognizable and entertaining, that will go so far
Absolutely.
Into making me appreciate this movie.
Absolutely. So the next scene we get to after that is we're back on that rooftop where Leonardo had just landed in front of April. Yep. And she's kind of frightened, and she's backing up, and he's just standing there all stern, looking like a badass leader. And she backs into Mikey. And I actually really like this part, because she flips around, and she gets scared, and Mikey goes, whoa, whoa, hold on, look, it's just a mask, and he takes off his mask. Like, that's what she's afraid of, like is the fact that he's wearing a mask. Yeah. And then she faints, which is a nice nod to the old movies.
Uh-huh.
But the reason I liked that is because that, again, shows personality. And that's totally a Mikey thing to say. Yep. Like, Mikey being just so happy-go-lucky, thinking that he scared her because he's wearing a mask and not because he's this gigantic mutant creature. That's hilarious. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I did like that. Now, let's talk about the way they look, because that's one of the things that makes me...
really weird.
It's weird. And I think that's the biggest thing I'm having a hard time accepting.
Yeah.
Like
they look a little too humanoid, but not exactly humanoid.
Right? And it's hard to pinpoint what it is exactly about them that's off, but something is really off.
And honestly, it might just be the style of CG.
Might be.
You know, it might not even be the design itself, like, so much as it is the motion and such.
They have noses. They have lips. I mean, it's just weird stuff like that. Like... yeah, you can kind of see the shape of lips on his mouth. And especially when they're talking, because, like, we've never really seen their mouths move like a human mouth before. And they kind of do that here.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, I mean, I don't know, they almost have too much of a human look to their face. Or their facial features are too human. And it makes them look weird. And I laugh because I keep seeing pictures where people are calling them Shrek or Princess Fiona. I saw people posting pictures of, like, Mikey with his mask off saying things like, oh, it's nice to see Princess Fiona got work still or whatever. And that makes me laugh. But, and then on top of that, they're so big.
They're massive.
They are so tall. And the Turtles have never really been tall before. I mean, they were always short, kind of short guys. And they're, like, they tower over April.
In the old movies, I'm just thinking back to that scene where, you know, Raph kind of gets hit by that taxi cab or whatever, kind of like rolls over it when he's chasing after Casey Jones or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I kind of remembered, you know, him being a little bit bigger than a normal person would be, or them commenting on his size or whatever. But, like, that was like a little bit of girth, you know, like that was more like, hey, that's a big guy, not, oh my goodness, that's a giant.
Yeah, yeah. These guys they're hulking huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so tall and they're just ripped.
Yeah.
Like, they're so buff, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, you look at them and, like, I even was wondering, like, how do these guys go down manholes?
Yeah,
and
you pointed
stuff
that
like
out.
That.
I'm like, oh, good call.
They're
because
so
there's no
big.
Way that shell's going to fit in the sewer. Yeah.
I mean, it was hard enough to believe that their shells before could fit down the sewer. Now they're gigantic. And it's just like, why are they so
and
big?
They're all weirdly armored, it looks like.
They are. They're
I'm
all
not a big fan of that.
Because we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
They're all wearing, like, distinctive outfits, and they've got weird gear and armor and stuff, and I feel like that's just too busy. I don't think that's necessary. Now, I'll still say that even after all this, I don't hate it. I feel like it could have been way worse.
Yeah, not at
you
all.
Know?
And I really do feel like there's like the if I had to choose one thing for that movie, it would definitely be the personality thing.
Yes.
And I think the trailer did more to strengthen my looking forward to that.
Yes.
Than anything, you know, that's the one thing I really care about is making sure that they're still the Turtles.
Right.
And if there's anything I could pull from that trailer, it's that I think they are, you know, for these, again, you know, seriously, like probably other than that little bitty speech by Mikey, there was probably four words altogether from three of them, you know?
Right.
But it still made me think, all right, these are my Turtles, you know? And if that part is done well, the rest of the movie, you know, the rest of the movie can be a C and the turtle can be an A, and I'll still give the movie itself a solid B+, you know?
Right. So I think overall, I think the things that I'm most uncertain about are the direction of Shredder, the way the turtles look, and the fact that we're so close to this movie and we're just not getting to see stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the things that make me the most uneasy about the whole thing. Otherwise, I didn't really hate what we saw.
No,
and
it looked like the action looked cool.
Yeah.
It looked like a Big Dumb Bay movie.
It did look like a Big Dumb Bay movie.
I enjoy Big Dumb Bay movies. Intensely, except for the second Transformers. But all of the other ones I have liked, you know, from anywhere from pretty good to a lot of fun. I'm a Bay fan, so I'm totally fine with it looking like that. Again, as long as it's got, you know, good stuff carrying
right.
it. But that's, you know, I can really still picture, we've seen this trailer finally, the movie's 7 weeks away, and I can still picture the, you know, the episode we do of this podcast that comes out right after that movie. I can picture that being so negative or so positive.
All right.
It's just teetering.
It's totally, yeah, we have no idea which direction we're going to lean when this thing is over. This is going to be, I mean, it's quite an interesting ride
I'm almost scared to say anything positive or negative about it because I'm going to have to eat my words
one
way or the other.
That's where I'm at. I'm in the middle. I don't know what to feel. We're sitting here looking at all the positive things. We're really trying to focus on the positive things we're seeing in this trailer because we want to like this new Ninja Turtles movie. We really, really do. So let's kind of talk about that again real quick as far as like the reaction, because I feel like from everything that I'm reading, I'm feeling like the mass majority of the people who are seeing this trailer and are reacting negatively are only familiar with the 80s cartoon / the 80s movies.
Or they were the people who were already reacting negatively because Michael Bay, B, they're on the internet.
A lot of people went into this ready to hate it.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. People were just like dead set that they were going to hate this regardless.
Yeah. That trailer could have been an episode of the old cartoon and there would have been some of these guys still complaining.
But as far as like, you know, there's a lot of people who maybe that was their only... The 80s cartoon was their only Turtles that they got because maybe they just watched it as a kid and they haven't touched it since
then. And I appreciate that. That's great,
totally fine.
But they're not making a movie of the old 80s cartoon.
Exactly.
They're making a movie of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And they are trying to introduce it to
new demographics
and whatever else.
Well, a buddy of ours posted a comment on Facebook that had me rolling hysterical. So shout out to our buddy J-Mac if he happens to hear this. But I read this comment and all I did was I just laughed and I nodded with approval. His comment, it didn't say anything else except this one sentence
didn't mention Turtles
at all. It just said, well, maybe as an old comic fan, I'm offended by your cartoon series. And I thought that was brilliant because that is so very true. Yep. And that's the one thing that I think everybody forgets. There have been so many versions of the Turtles. Yep. We keep saying that and it's just so true. There's the original comics, which were dark and gritty and nothing like the 80s cartoon. Then the 80s cartoon came out. That, of course, I mean... That's when they got really big and successful.
Yep.
So that's why so many people, you know, they're tied to that version.
And that's what everybody else ties all the other versions to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even though it was the second version of the Turtles, it was the most popular and that's what everybody remembers. But then there's also the 2003 version, which was quite a bit different. There was the 2007 CGI movie, which was quite a bit different.
Sort of. That was really framed as like a sequel to the live
to the
action.
Other movies.
Well,
it kind of
at
was.
Least to one and two, maybe not so much to three, but it was its own thing. But such a throwback's not the right word, like an homage,
right?
At the same time, but it's still. I mean, like you said, there's differences there,
and then
so many different things.
Yeah, and then we got the current Nick Turtles too. There was Next Mutation. I mean, that existed too.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
why isn't the internet still exploding about that?
Well, yesterday I tweeted, guys, calm down. It could have been a lot worse. And I posted a picture of Venus because I hate the Next Mutation.
Yeah,
straight up, I hate it. But let's look at it this way and try to think of it like this. Maybe your version of the Turtles is the 80s version. That's cool. There's a generation after you where their version's the 2003 version.
Yep.
There's a generation after that whose version is now the Nick Turtles version. And that's the way that they see the Turtles. That's the only way that they know the Turtles.
Yep.
The Turtles have never really gone away. They've just reinvented themselves for every generation that's come along.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has their version of the Turtles.
And you can't celebrate them for doing that every time they do it until Michael Bay does it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take each one for what it is. And they're not always going to be great.
Exactly. Next Mutation.
Maybe this one won't be terrific. Maybe it'll be middle of the road. Maybe it'll be absolutely putrid.
So
it's still not, like you said earlier, it's not going to take away the version
that
you love.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like, maybe this version will create a new generation of fans who love this movie.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, the Nick Turtle series right now is still going incredibly strong. It's not going to stop just because of this movie. Those fans are still going to exist. And you know what? You'll still have the 80s cartoon that you can go and love and enjoy. You'll still have Next Mutation if that's what you like for some reason. You've got all these different versions of the Turtles.
Also, please turn us off and leave us alone. If that's you.
Yeah. There's all these different versions that exist. You cannot be angry if this isn't the way that you feel the turtle should be. Maybe you don't like it, and that's totally fine. If you don't like it, cool.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Or you can be really mad about it. That's your God-given right as that's an American
true too.
Or wherever you're from.
But
you're not right about that.
I'm always of the mind that, you know, just because we don't like something doesn't mean we should, you know, chastise people who do like it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got the right to like the things that they like.
Yep.
And we shouldn't be running around telling people to turn in their Ninja Turtles fan cards because the new Michael Bay movie.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's silly.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Hey, you know, and if it's a terrible movie, then dislike it because it's a terrible movie. But don't dislike it because it's not what you're used to.
Right. You know? That's perfect. Yeah. That's the perfect capper for this right there. Yeah. That's it. Like it because it's terrible. Or, you know, dislike it because it's terrible. Don't dislike it just because it's not what you want it to be.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to put it right there.
Yeah.
So, we just went 30 minutes on the new Ninja Turtles trailer.
Yeah, we did, on the 90-second one. You know, frame by frame, this destroys our Man of Steel record.
Yes.
Because we only went about 3 hours on that 220 movie.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, too. Like, if WB made this movie, we would probably be already hating it right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, it's just...
Well, again, I'll point out, though, like, all the little stuff they changed about Superman isn't why I hated that movie. I hated that movie because it's awful.
There you go.
And then all the other stuff was like, whatever the opposite of icing is. Like, you know, what's bad icing on bad cake? What do you call that? You
know? I don't know.
Yeah. We'll research that.
Okay. The opposite of icing. Yeah. We'll Google it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it. We're basically teetering in the middle right now. We don't know if we're going to love this or we're going to hate this, but we're going to go into it with an open mind, and we're going to try to enjoy it. And I think that's all we can really do at this point. So stay tuned, guys. There's going to be a lot more Turtles talk. I guarantee it. I can't wait for the podcast as soon as we see this movie.
Yeah, like, well, and what's funny is the podcast that's about to go live is pre this trailer, right?
Yes.
So we're about to put an episode live where we talked about a whole bunch of stuff and talked about what we might think about this movie eventually.
Exactly. Exactly. I think we did talk about Turtles a little bit, didn't we? Yep. So stay tuned, guys, because the next episode, the full episode of the Geek Easy podcast will be going up in the next day here. And the primary focus is Veronica Mars for that episode. But we do go over some movie news. So if
and
you hear
the
us,
Oscars, and we've got
and the
guests
Oscars.
And all that stuff.
Yep.
We're a returning favorite.
So if you hear us talking about Turtles on that and...
Ooh.
It's going to be a little weird because we hadn't seen the trailer yet. So.
Yeah, I do. I know this is a complete Turtle special that we went... Oh, God, we went so long here.
That's okay.
I want to give a quick shout-out, just because I watched it yesterday, to one of my favorite shows over the last 8 seasons now has been Psych on USA, which just ran its finale on the 26th of March, and I didn't get to watch it till a little bit after that, but... I know we're not going to talk about that show a lot during any of the podcasts because I don't think you've ever watched it, Dan.
Never seen it. No.
The end just sort of snuck up on me. Like, I knew this was the last season. I didn't realize it was only 10 episodes, you know, and all that stuff. And it kind of went. And it's been sort of a weird season. I wasn't really sure what to think about it because USA, to my experience, does that. It did it with Monk, and now it's done it with this. You'll get this last season feel where they're billing it as the last season. You're like, cool. And you kind of expect them to build stuff. And kind of go on with a story like that, and they just pop out, usually sort of bizarre because they're running out of ideas, episodes that have nothing to do with really anything, you know. And so the whole season, you're like, man, I really expected some better closure than this. And then it gets to the finale, and you're like, wow, that was terrific.
Oh,
and
nice.
Monk did it, and Psych did it too. Great episode, kind of a weird season, not a bad season, just sort of a weird season, but a great finale, terrific send off for a terrific show. Could not have been happier with it, and it's so nice. You know, so many horror stories about long-standing series that end having just terrible final episodes because it's hard to wrap all that stuff up. It's really nice to watch one where you just feel completely satisfied.
Right.
So terrific job to Steve Franks, James Roday, and Dulé Hill, and all the guys who work on that show, who I don't actually know. I'm just throwing their names out there because they're the creative and stars and everything. But terrific job. Thank you for 8 great seasons, and thank you for a terrific finale that really, you know, kind of wraps some stuff up and still left some stuff open. And next episode, we'll be able to do the same similar shout-out about How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. Yep, it's coming to an end soon.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up our special on the Ninja Turtles trailer. Make sure you guys stay tuned, because like we said, we got a brand new episode coming up in the next day here. It's going to have a lot of cool stuff on it, including the Veronica Mars discussion. And we have a couple more episodes coming up shortly after, which are going to focus on Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. A lot of big things coming up to talk about.
That might have to be like a super episode, because those are both the same weekend.
I know. We're going to have to record a couple episodes, I think. So. But it'll be awesome. A lot of cool things to look forward to. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can also find us on Stitcher. That way you guys are always notified of the latest episodes. Do you want to plug your Twitter or anything?
Yeah, follow me on JLeonard31, or at JLeonard31. We're going to try to ramp the activity on that sucker up, so don't be too disappointed if you get there and there's not a lot said, but I'm learning what Twitter is and how to have conversations on it, finally, after however many years. So we'll keep it up. Follow me there, and let me know your thoughts on everything.
Awesome. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at PixelDan. And I always always do my best to answer you guys. So if you want to chat with me about any of this stuff, feel free to do so. And remember, guys, being a geek is about enjoying this stuff. So don't stress out too much.
Well said.
Take a step back and enjoy the things that you're a fan of.
Hey, Bobby McFerrin said it best. Don't worry. Be happy.
There you go. We'll catch you guys next time right here in the Geekeasy.
The Geekeasy Podcast is a production of PixelDan.com. Musical tracks used in the intro and outro are used with full permission of the respective owners or creators. Intro and outro narrations are provided by me, Brian T. Stevenson. Any animated series discussed are copyright their respective owners. PixelDan.com's The Geekeasy Podcast is provided for entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those solely of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily represent those of PixelDan.com or any other party. Be sure to join us next time for another installment of the Geekeasy Podcast.